Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
It is the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. That means it's the weekend and it's time for you to get out and fire up a grill or a smoker and create a little grill envy in your neighborhood. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios, and we're just dialing in a little bit of Mother's Day, that sweet lady in your life that you need to honor every day, but especially on this weekend. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop, and welcome to the smokiest show on the radio airwaves all around this great land and on the internet. You can stream us live on thegrillingguys.com. If you're one of those podcasting freaks, look at the top right corner of our website, thegrillingguys.com, and you'll see a headset. Click on it, punch in the data. There's no charge, no MasterCard needed, but we'll send this show right to your device every week, faithfully, for free.
Yeah. So this week, Bob, had a couple things going on. Standard Lumber, Standard Kitchens has a lunch wagon that drives around to job sites of our customers, and we cook them lunch for free. Any of the trades that are there, we roll in, we set up, and all we need to know is about how many people are going to be there.
And do you do the grilling?
I did.
Good.
I'm not every week, no. I hire a couple interns to do that, but this one I don't have my interns hired yet. They're not all back from college.
Right.
So anyway, we went down on a job site, and we had 130 people show up for lunch, and we cooked from Sobey Meats. They pre-patty me some pre-seasoned
burgers. Pre-patty me?
Right. They pre-patty some seasoned burgers, and then we switched from brats to their German wieners. Huge hit.
Oh, yeah.
Huge hit this year, the
They're
German
really
wieners.
They're really unique, too.
Right.
For a Polish guy, Timmy can make a pretty good German
wiener. German
wiener,
yeah. So anyway, I get there, and I have there's always something, right? I get there, and the burgers weren't taken out of the freezer soon enough, and they're wrapped and they're in paper. They got papers between them. I thought they'd pop apart. But they're in a big pack. They all kind of form together, right? So we have to do the last minute panic, run to the big box grocery and get some burger that's not frozen, right? So, but by the time I got back, they were thawed out enough that they were popping them apart. So I, like a dumbass, pull out a knife. And I'm starting to pop them together.
Oh,
apart.
I see what happened.
Yeah, right. I got the almost needed stitches.
Were you
cut.
Rushing it a little
yeah,
bit?
Yeah, right. I got the almost needed stitches cut in the palm of my hand from ramming a paring knife into my hand when I'm trying to pry apart burgers to
Sounds
get caught
like
up.
Sounds like your fat little fanny was frazzled.
Yeah, well, we were for a minute. Then it all came down. So then later today, another grilling thing is I've got my first graduation party. As our listeners know, Bob and I help people out with their food around graduation and wedding times and things of that nature. And I got my first graduation later today. The food's on the smoker, doing butts and a pulled chicken, which is a unique. I'm going with the
jerk.
But I'm going to use skinless, boneless chicken breasts is what they requested. I normally would do that with thighs, just because they're a little more moist. But I'm going to cover them in a sweet barbecue sauce. They wanted it all sauced before they got there, so you could just grab it out and throw it on a slider bun, right? So doing that. But that's all going to be finished up here by the time we get done with the show, and I'll head over for my noon feeding for a new high school graduate. But
well,
anyway, so it's
like
a busy
fun.
Week. It's been a busy week for me on the grill, but what about you?
Went to the Who concert, which I saw you at the
that's
lobby
right.
too. I didn't think you'd be going there because
right.
didn't, I don't know.
You didn't think I knew who I was or
no,
what?
No, I didn't think you knew who the heck are you.
Yeah,
but I took some buds down, and a friend of mine gave me some coupons for the Bob, so I ventured in there and bought everybody dinner and wandered across the street, got into our beautiful seats, thank you Wood Radio and Phil Tower, and got to watch the opening song. Walked in just in time and sat down. My son Alex came up from Western and joined us, and we had a great time. And
it was a good concert.
Oh, I'm an old Who's fan. I'm old anyway.
So are they. I think they're all over 70.
They were older than me, but right. I'll tell you what, Daltrey can really belt out. He hit every note. He was pitch perfect. Peter Townsend still just slides up and down that neck of that guitar like a kid. What the funny part was, Roger Daltrey still swings his mic around like a helicopter rotor, because that was the thing in the 70s.
Right.
Somebody ought to talk to him. Anyway, right. It's just his thing. Wow. He has a little bit of the white man's lip bite going on.
Yeah.
As soon as we're done here, I'm heading over to Northwoods Outlet in Pinconning. I've got the Judge hooked up to my Jeep, and I'm going to be smoking sausage all day. Northwoods Outlet is in Pinconning, Michigan. It's a 165,000 square foot mega store with everything. It's like a man toy house.
Yeah, he was on the show last week. Yeah, right.
Yep. Yeah, and so his butcher, who's ground up the sausage for us, I've got 300 pounds of, I guess, some really killer sausage.
Is it links, or are you going to do patties?
I'm going to tell you when I get there. It will not be stuck together and frozen.
Right,
though.
Right. Yeah.
Pray
good
to God.
Call.
Pray
good
to God.
Call.
So I'm really looking forward to working with Marty over there and Troy and the whole crowd there. They were on the WJR this week talking all about the event with one of their morning personalities. And apparently it's a pretty big to-do, 165,000 square foot store, and that's just inside.
Yeah,
I'll be outside with a whole bunch. Weber will be there and everybody. So I'll be there with my ABS smoker and their whole new line of ABS smokers that they just brought in. So I can help them kick that product line up off, which, of course, ABS is an old friend of mine.
Right, our friends at American Barbecue Systems.
Yep, Mark Hillman got them hooked up. And now I think it's time for a little Siciliano's Beer of the Week. So I got a nice cold 16-ounce Enter Night for you. I'd be happy to hear what you think of that and take a little taste.
Brewed and canned by the Arrogant Consortia.
Yeah, so...
which is in... Escondido, California.
Yeah, so one of my favorite beers is Arrogant Bastard, and it because it sounds like me, I'll say it before you do.
I don't think I need to say anything. Everybody kind of that listens knows.
Right. This is a collaboration with Metallica. Enter Night, I should say, represents a cataclysmic collision of two uncompromising forces. It's crisp and refreshing Pilsner that, much like the band, transcends genres, shatters preconceptions, and challenges convention. So that kind of sounds right up our alley.
Yeah, and it's a Pilsner, but it's a little hoppy. Not too bad. Not too bad. But
really nice.
Yeah, it is. It is nice.
Well, you know what that reminds me of? The first Pilsner I ever had, which was Pilsner Urquell from the Czech Republic. And that tastes very much like Pilsner Urquell.
But it comes in a jet black can with a silver devil's face on it, and it's called Enter Night.
And it's made in America.
Yeah, but pretty good. You might want to give this one a try. And once again, our friends at Siciliano's, you can go buy one can of this if you want to, because they'll let you mix and match any of their hundreds and hundreds of beers into your own special six-pack.
And it's a big can. It's $2.59 a can, which is reasonable.
It's a 16-ouncer.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
So that's actually very reasonable.
Yeah.
It is kind of hoppy for a Pilsner, but I like it. Got a little edge to it.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, if you're getting IPA'd out, this might be a nice way to switch over
you're
to
getting
something.
Getting your IPA out, put it away.
Hey.
Come on now. But anyway, hey, coming up next, we are going to talk to the sausage dude. He's the guy that's going to be putting the meat together for Bob. And, you know, when you walk into a situation where you're going to have to perform and you're going to be feeding a lot of people out there, and you really don't
thousands.
Know what product you don't right, you don't really know what product you have. You know, there's a little bit of nerves, but
little
I'm sure
anxiety.
This guy, we're going to see how this guy does. So stick with us. We'll be back.
Mama said there'll be days like this. There'll be days like this. My mama said.
Mama said. Mama said.
Mama said there'll be days like this. There'll be days.